Welcome to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points, and I'm your host, MG. This is the show where we feature games, movies, technology, news, and reviews about the aforementioned, and I'm just happy to be here. Red Bear is not here tonight. In fact, he won't be with us until the start of season six? It'll be the start of season six in the fall, so later in August, he will be coming back. We may chime in with different hosts during this interim season kind of thing over the summer, but I'm going to be here, and if I'm not here, I'm going to be, you know, mixing up some music for you, so don't worry about that. The websites, check us out online at exppoints.com, double tap that P. You could also hit us up on social media, facebook.com/experiencepoints, twitter.com/exp_points, or you could just follow us at exp_points. You could also hit our YouTube up at youtube.com/theexppoints channel. Again, double tap that P. So we didn't have a show last week. It was actually the same show as before that and before that. So it's like the same show got hit like three times in a row. And for that, I do apologize. You know, the music's pretty good, but after the second time you've heard that music, you could do without. But I do feel like I should explain like what we've been doing over the past 6 months and kind of leading up to I guess the next 8 months. Red Bear and I have been working really, really hard on growing Experience Points as a platform in addition to the radio show. I started this a while back, probably, I don't know, maybe like in 2009 I started Experience Points, and I started it kind of with a short-term vision of play awesome music to fill this niche that we didn't have, especially at Southeastern, but I didn't know of any radio stations that played this type of music, you know, geek and nerd and internet and, you know, really cool retro-style vintage game-soundy music like Hi-Fi Dragons or Onomatoguchi. That being said, we've come a long way since those days, and I've gone on to bring on, you know, several different co-hosts, Cap as well as Sam North, or I'm sorry, Will North, and it's good. You know, Red Bear and I have found a really good working relationship with Experience Points as a radio show, but we don't want to stop there. We're going to keep working, and we've actually been doing a lot of work to get Experience Points as a platform much larger. We are going to begin featuring several new podcasts regarding anime reviews, video game playthroughs, programming kind of tutorials, I guess is a better term for now, work in progress, as well as technology reviews. And we brought on a lot of new talent. You know, it's me, it's Red Bear, it's about five other individuals that all have their own talents and their own specialties and expertise in their own areas that they're going to bring a lot to the table. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be very comedic. We're going to cut up. It's going to be really, really great. So we are really looking forward to demoing this in the next 8 to 10 months. So next year, we hope to see much larger kind of plate for Experience Points as a platform. A lot more content is going to be generated, and it's still going to be featured on 90.9 FM KSLU. You know, Experience Points, this show is not going to go away. We may change time slots, we may get played more, we may become incredibly popular, but we're not going away as far as I'm concerned. But and then we'll have additional content to go up on the website and on social media. So that's in the short term, or I guess in the long term, that's what I was up to the last few months. But in the last week or two, I've been playing Infamous Second Son, and I'll give my thoughts on that later. I've actually 100% Infamous Second Son. And I also got into the WildStar beta, and I posted two videos on the Experience Points YouTube YouTube page, youtube.com/theexppoints channel. Check that out if you're interested in either Infamous Second Son, you know, maybe you're on the fence as far as what it looks like and how the gameplay works, as well as WildStar Beta. Infamous Second Son was a silent playthrough. I just didn't talk at all. WildStar Beta was way more me talking and giving my thoughts about how to play and everything. So I'm not sure if the WildStar Beta is still open. I think it is, but it may not be. They may have taken it down by the time this airs. If it isn't, go to check it out. If it is, sorry, maybe you should buy the game. I don't know. Watch the review, see what you think. Up next, we're going to feature a little bit of music, and then we're going to come back for the retro game of the week. This is Jetpack Blues' Sunset Hues by Onomatoguchi, followed by The Link by YT Cracker. You're listening to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG, and this is Experience Points. Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still Experience Points, and I'm still MG. That was Derezzed by Daft Punk. Before that, Reading Rainbow by the Human Tim. The retro game this week is Mega Man Legends. Mega Man Legends as a series consists of three games. Mega Man Legends 1, The Misadventures of Tron Bond, and Mega Man Legends 2, all released for the PlayStation, but Mega Man Legends was also released for Windows and N64 and PlayStation Portable. The storyline of Mega Man Legends follows Mega Man and his sister Roll, as well as their grandfather, looking for money underground. They're these diggers. They go underground in these ruins and they try to get these quantum refractors, where these big, you know, kind of monetary things, and bring them up to the surface and sell them and get a bunch of money. But they keep getting impeded by the Bond family, which are these kind of like pirates. They go around, they try to steal and disrupt and everything from Mega Man and everybody. So the story's not important. I mean, it's a cool story, yeah, fine, but it's the graphics. That's why you play Mega Man Legends. It's a third-person, fully 3D graphics game. A lot of it has, there's a lot of voice acting. A lot of the game is fully voice acted. It's got a really awesome graphical style to it. Nice flow, nice gameplay, really tight controls, lots of leveling up, lots of changing out, just like Mega Man, you know, just like you're used to in the Mega Man series, and pretty awesome music too. So I mean, I don't really have a lot. I'm not gonna explode a lot about Mega Man Legends. I will say this: Kenji Inafune, the creator of the Mega Man series, the Mega Man franchise rather, says that this is his favorite version of Mega Man. He said that several times, and they were working on making a third Mega Man Legends game, but it's sort of been canceled. And there's this huge Facebook thing, you know, bring back Mega Man Legends 3. Then it's never going to see the light of day, especially now that Kenji Inafune is no longer at Capcom. But this is his favorite game. We're going to go ahead and cut to a song and then come on back for some more information. This is X Hunter Stage by the X Hunters. After that, the Annie Mac Show Mini Mix by Maddion. You're listening to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG, and this is Experience Points. Welcome back to the Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points, and I'm still MG. That was Part 1, Broken Bride by Ludo. Before that, Save World, Get Girl by I Fight Dragons. It's been a while since I've done a show kind of solo, like a full show where I just talk about stuff. And to be honest, before co-hosts and everything were a big part of the picture of Experience Points, I never really talked a lot during the show. It was a lot more music and it was a lot less me. And, you know, so there is a little bit of apprehension whenever you go on the air and you don't know really what you're going to talk about, not that you don't know what you're going to talk about, but you don't have it all written down. There's not a person in front of you to kind of discuss things with. So, what I wanted to talk about during this show wasn't hard, but it seems a little weird that I'm just going to be like throwing information at you and kind of forcing my opinion down your throat. So if you disagree with anything that I say or whatever, or you feel that it's wrong and you want to tell me about it, please go ahead and send me an email at mg@exppoints.com, or you could just post a link on facebook.com/experiencepoints, and we'd be more than happy to like fight about it on social media. You know, I've always wanted to do that with someone, so that's awesome. I said earlier that I 100%ed Infamous Second Son, at least on Paragon, so the blue bird or whatever, and that I would tell you how I felt about it. You know, I liked Infamous Second Son. It's for PlayStation 4, it's by Sucker Punch Studios, and it's the latest installment in the Infamous series. So Infamous 1, Infamous, I guess, Festival of Blood is like DLC with vampires, and then Infamous 2, and now this is Infamous Second Son. I liked the graphics, I liked the sound, the sound design, the way the music went together. I liked a lot about the game. What I didn't like, though, is that 100% mark, it didn't feel like I really... It wasn't hard. It was earned, definitely earned. You know, it's not like they just gave me points for nothing. But, and I did complete every challenge in the game. I went ahead and I found all of the little quadcopters with the power fragments. I got all of the things. But at some point in the game, it just becomes a mission of going and looking at your map a bunch and finding out where all the content is. and going to the content. It wasn't search this out, figure this out. It was just open the map, set a waypoint, travel really fast, because at that point at the end game, you can go really fast and figure it out. So once the story ends, the game essentially ends. Now, there are some extra things. There's a paper trail, which is the augmented reality kind of tie-in between real world and Second Son, and that's great. I don't think it's over yet. I think they're still doing more with that. So in the way of, I guess that's quote-unquote, it's not additional, it's additional content. It's AC, it's not DLC, but, you know, that's nice. I didn't like, however, that the challenge to get to 100% was, it, on one side, you've got really hard, and on the other side, you've got things like Infamous Second Son, sort of, where they practically just give it to you. It's not hard. You just have to do it. It's earned, but it's not really challenging. There's no, you know, when it says 100% on a save file, like that's a real hit to a gamer, because you say, well, there's nothing else I can do. I have finished this game. I have mastered this game. Versus a game like, say, Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty, where if you wanted to master the game, if you really wanted to, you know, quote-unquote 100% the game, you had to get all the dog tags, you had to not kill anyone, then you had to kill everyone. I mean, it was several playthroughs, and maybe that's too hard, maybe that is too monotonous for most games, but I still feel like there's some middle ground, you know? There should be some middle ground for other games. But I didn't dislike Infamous Second Son. However, and I'm not going to make this an entire segment about Infamous Second Son specifically. Instead, I'd like to look back on where we were in video gaming 6 months ago, you know, or a little bit longer, 8 months ago, let's say, when the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One had first been released. And we were still, you know, wallowing in the throes of, you know, is there going to be constant, is DRM going to be always on, or am I going to need my console to always connect and look at the internet and make sure that it's not a fake console that I'm cheating, and how are my games going to be delivered? Am I going to be able to resell my games or let my friend borrow them? And, you know, why is there a Kinect in every Xbox release, and what is the Kinect going to do anyway, and why am, you know, what are all these things? 6 months after that, or 8 months after that, today, you know, Xbox specifically has come off a lot of what they originally said. Originally, they said you were going to have full Kinect this, full Kinect that. We're always going to put Kinect in there because it's going to be awesome and you need it, and that's the way to push the future. And then recently, they've actually taken out the Kinect. You don't need the Kinect. In fact, in a firmware update, you're going to not need the Kinect at all. It's not going to show Kinect disconnected or whatever. It's going to just be okay with not being a Kinect like the Xbox 360 was. You know, and I think that's cool. Yeah, you don't need a Kinect. You can sell it at the same comparable price as the PlayStation 4. But maybe that's a little too late at this point. You know, the PlayStation 4 is doing much better than the Xbox. And maybe that steam will run out as well. But the people that have bought an Xbox, you know, One, they've bought it for their reasons, right? They wanted to do Xbox. They wanted to play Halo. They wanted to play Titanfall on a console and not on a PC. And the people that bought PS4s, they bought it for a reason as well. Maybe they wanted better hardware. Maybe they thought that some of the exclusive games that were pitched at last year's E3 or the Tokyo Game Conference, Tokyo Game Show, that they thought that was a better selection than, you know, than any of these other games that the Xbox was pitching. But largely, at, you know, May, the end of May, we're about to go into the summer, into the summer months, June and July, there's still not a lot of games. Watch Dogs just got released, but Watch Dogs isn't an exclusive. The only real exclusives that they have, I think, for the PlayStation 4 is Second Son, for instance, and Clank, which is also an exclusive. And for the Xbox, you have games like Dead Rising 3 or, you know, Killer Instinct, which not saying I don't like Killer Instinct, but you've got far fewer, and of course Rise, Son of Rome, that was a big one, but you've got far fewer exclusive, or you have a lot of these exclusive games. The games kind of suck In reality, I mean, there aren't a lot of games. In no way or shape or form would I, you know, suggest that to anyone, yeah, go, hey, go pick up that, you know, that Sony console because they've got that infamous game on it. You should play it. Or likewise, I would never say go buy the Xbox because one day, if you hope and pray hard enough, you can get to play the next Halo game or whatever. Certainly not just because, you know, out of all of those, you know, you got Rise. Well, you don't really like Rome. Okay, well, you've got Forza. Oh, well, you don't really don't want to drive a car in a video game. Oh, well, you got like the Angry Birds, DLC. Games just don't seem like they're there right now. I don't think I could really say buy anything for those games yet. Likewise, like I previously said, Microsoft has come off of a lot of the technology and a lot of the kind of policies that they were making and they were trying to push early in the game. They've come off of that. So the Kinect is no longer required. Fine, cool. DRM is no longer really enforced the way they were going to enforce it. And maybe that's good, maybe that's bad. I think it's good short term because it kind of keeps us, you know, grounded in our current gen ideas. But this is next gen we're talking about, so you know maybe we shouldn't do that. So you know there's a lot of things that I could say negative about gaming and consoles right now. But let's look at some of the positives because it's not all bad. There's a good a bit of positivity to video game consoles right now. For instance, everyone can be a director. You can save your content, your gameplay, and everything to at the very least to the local drive on the game's DVR on the PlayStation or on the Xbox, and then you can export it and cut it together either on the device, on the console, or on your computer using Windows Movie Maker, Sony Vegas, or Premiere, or iMovie, or something. That's pretty awesome. You can stream directly to Twitch and to some other services via the console, which is always great to kind of get your thing out there. You can search for people and watch people playing games on these consoles, and that's fantastic. Also, the interface. You know, Xbox has always, well, not always, but Xbox for a long time has had a really nice interface to navigate around the console and do things. Sony's interface in PlayStation 3 wasn't bad, but this interface in PS4 is really, really, really nice. So that's good. So eight months after the release, you know, we're not really where I can say go and buy one, but we're getting there. I feel like, you know, you hold on a little bit longer and we're going to be there. So just hold out. Up next is Boss Wave by Excellent, followed by Power User by MC Frontalot. You're hearing it here on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG. This is Experience Points.
Yes. Boss Wave.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU Experience Points. I'm MG, and that was Power User by MC Frontalot. We are out of time, but I appreciate y'all hanging with me tonight. Check us out online at exppoints.com, facebook.com/experiencepoints, twitter.com/exp_points, or youtube.com/theexppoints channel. If you have trouble remembering any of those social media links, just go to exppoints.com. Double tap that P, scroll to the bottom of the page, and we're going to have a bunch of little icons for you to click and see what's going on with. So catch me back next week at the same time, same place, 90.9 FM KSLU, 9 to 10 p.m. time slot on a Wednesday, and I will do the same thing again. Maybe we'll have a co-host, maybe we won't, maybe it'll be a music show, I don't know. Like us on Facebook and like us on Twitter, or follow us on Twitter, I guess, and you'll see all of the updates that we have. To end the night out, I'm going to go ahead and play Epic Rap Battle, the Einstein versus Stephen Hawking's version, and then Silent Running and Breaking Out Combo by the Proto Men. You're listening to this exclusively on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, Experience Points.